Let's read together the first half of Proverbs 15 and consider some more of the Proverbs of Solomon. Let's read the first 17 verses. Proverbs chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives or keeps correction is prudent. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse or spread knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not do so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. Harsh discipline is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates correction will die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the sons of men? A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance or face, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble. Better is a dinner of vegetables or herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. Let's begin our study of this first half of Proverbs chapter 15 with some background notes. Now, in reference to background, let's look at both verse 11 and verse 24, where the word hell is used in some translations. I'm reading from the New King James Version, verse 11. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the sons of men? And verse 24. The way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. Now, the Hebrew word that's used here is Sheol. And as you can see, Sheol is used in a number of translations. Sheol occurs 66 times in the Old Testament and refers in some cases to the state of death, and thus it is sometimes translated the grave. Or it can refer, in other cases, to the state of conscious existence after death. In this sense, it corresponds to Hades in the New Testament. In the account of the rich man and Lazarus, in Luke 16, for example, the Lord Jesus indicated that both the rich man and Lazarus were conscious in the realm of the dead. But there was a great division between the rich man, who was in a conscious state of torment, and Lazarus, who was in a conscious state of bliss. Here in Proverbs chapter 15, the two references to Sheol in verses 11 and 24 seem to be used in the general sense of death and the grave. Let's move now once again to our doctrinal point for the Proverbs of Solomon. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I'm sure we've all been in situations where we've experienced this proverb, one way or the other. Agreed? Illustration. I remember driving on a highway and cutting in front of a truck too closely. The driver not only gave me the loud horn, but continued to follow me all the way until I had to turn into a gas station because I was running out of gas. When he stepped down from his cab, I saw that he was big and strong and angry and coming in my direction. So what did I do? I practiced Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath. I went over to him and profusely apologized for my bad driving and the fact that I should learn more patience on the road. Well, it was like a time bomb being defused. And he essentially said that he was sorry for getting so upset. Now, suppose I had said something like, you know, they should keep these big overweight trucks like yours off the road. I probably wouldn't be here to talk about it. Verse 2, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The point of this proverb is that if we are wise, we will think before we speak and not just gush out words like fools do. Don't only look before you leap, but think before you talk. Verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Now, this proverb is more than just the general truth, because it is backed up by the rest of Scripture. God is omniscient. He knows everything. This verse should give you comfort, unless you have something to hide. Verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. What you say to a person can either build them up or crush them, and it doesn't take too many words to do so, either way. Verse 5, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent, or he who keeps correction is prudent. This proverb is easy to appreciate as an adult, but what category were you in as a teenager? Right? One more time, verse 5. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who keeps or receives correction is prudent. Verse 6. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. This proverb could be applied to material or spiritual things. Treasure or trouble? That is the question. We determine the answer based on our mindset and priorities. Verse 7. The lips of the wise disperse or spread knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not do so. You know, this chapter in Proverbs has a lot to tell us about human speech and its effects. Foolish people cannot give out helpful knowledge because it is not in their heads. Now let's take verses 8 and 9 together. Let's read these verses. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. The sacrifices and ways of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord because they are hypocritical and even evil. But the Lord sees the godly heart behind the prayers and deeds of the righteous. Verse 10, harsh discipline is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates correction will die. If a person will not respond to God's discipline, it could lead to the discipline of death, even in a believer's life. Remember the case of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, and the case of the Corinthian believers in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul said, because they were making mistakes and abusing in some way the Lord's Supper, for this cause many are sick among you and some sleep, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16 says that there is a sin leading to death. Verse 11, hell and destruction are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the sons of men? Now, we commented on this verse in our background notes. The point of this proverb is that if God knows everything about the unseen world beyond the grave, how much more does he know the thoughts and secrets and agendas of the living? Verse 12. A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. Did you ever try to avoid certain people because you know they want to help you, but you don't want to be helped? Read this proverb. A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. Verse 13. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance or face, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Generally speaking, you can tell how a person is doing by looking at his or her face. Is that not true? A happy face reflects a joyful heart. A sad face reflects a crushed spirit to one degree or another. Verse 14, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Do you find that the more you know, the more you want to learn? Hopefully that is true in reference to your knowledge of the Bible. And I think that your presence here in this class is an indication that you are in the ranks of those mentioned in the first part of this proverb. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge. But those in the second part of this proverb are not knowledgeable and don't want to learn. As fools, they feed on their folly. Second part of the proverb, of verse 14, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Verse 15, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Some folks are consistently happy and optimistic, and some folks are consistently sad and down in the mouth and pessimistic. This is true even of believers. So what's the difference? It's a matter of the heart. The pessimists look on their outward afflictions and are depressed. The optimists have the joy of the Lord in their hearts and can therefore continually rise above their circumstances. The image of the continual feast here emphasizes the permanent joy that a committed believer can have and experience. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And that brings us to our practical application for this first half of Proverbs chapter 15. Appreciate the better things. Appreciate the better things. Let's take our practical application for this first half of Proverbs 15 from verses 16 and 17. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble. Better is a dinner of vegetables or herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. Now let me ask you, do you agree with these proverbs? Many believers would say that they would agree with these proverbs, but they certainly don't live that way. They choose to try and get rich and have all the things that go along with prosperity rather than concentrate on building a God-honoring home. As a result, in general, there is trouble and friction and not a lot of love in that family. This is exactly in line with what we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 9. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. From 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Illustration. You know, just recently I spoke at a family conference where I met a large family consisting of mother and father and 8 children. They did not have a lot of this world's material things, but they had things that were much better. They had a Christ-centered home, filled with love for the Lord and love for one another. What a blessing. Appreciate the better things.